You're listening to Hearts Nightly News. Next this evening, the number of children targeted for grooming and abuse on Instagram has more than tripled in a year. The NSPCC says some victims are as young as five. Hearts' Bethan Davis reports.
There's a growing number of paedophiles using social media sites like Instagram to target children. Bob Balfour is from Survivors West Yorkshire. They focus on supporting male victims of sexual abuse. He told us children can carry trauma with them for years.
They're groomed and manipulated into places where they can be manipulated into a sexual act. And of course, shame and guilt are a cultural phenomenon, so the child is blamed. So it's pretty common to hear from victims that the perpetrator told them that they would be blamed if they tell.
The data shows more than 5,000 online grooming offences have been recorded by police in just 18 months. In Yorkshire, there's been 297 in a year, with the most in West Yorkshire. The charity says crimes can go unreported or undetected, so the numbers won't fully reflect the scale of the issue. Bob told us he works with abuse victims who've taken a long time to speak out.
So we're only really 18 years into the internet, so children who, or young people who are exploited during that period may not disclose till much later in life. All the evidence is that actually people can wait up to 20 to 30 years. That's increasingly getting better. But, you know, people take a long time to talk about such deeply distressing occurrences.
The charity has figures from nearly 40 police forces, which show a 200% rise in Instagram being used. Girls aged 12 to 15 were most likely to be targeted by groomers, but victims included children as young as five. Schools Minister Nick Gibbs says the government is speaking with social media companies.
I've had personally had meetings with them in the last few weeks to discuss these very issues. But at the same time, we also need to be able to teach children what they need to do to be able to stay safe online and to understand the dangers, which the internet is a new phenomenon to all of us.
Over the past week, YouTube has disabled comments on tens of millions of videos featuring children. They've suspended the comments after claims that paedophiles were targeting films of young girls. Andy Burrows from the NSPCC says the government needs to bring in more laws.
We've seen a decade of inaction from social media giants. We've seen 13 different examples of where social networks have signed up to codes of practice, to self-regulatory initiatives, and the net result of that is that children are still in harm's way every single day.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Facebook and Instagram said keeping young people safe is their top priority and child exploitation of any kind is not allowed.
Still to come on Hearts Nightly News, Stephen Merchant's been joking about why the